Light of the Bhagavad, verse 28. The fully beautiful scenery after the rainy season was attractive to the eyes of everyone, including Sri Krishna, the cause of all causes. We should always appreciate the creative energy of the Supreme Lord. Beautiful nature, even though material and therefore temporary, is always full of the glories of the Creator. But there is a class of philosophers who condemn the material creation as false. They say that Brahman is truth and that the creation is false. This is not good, because the temporary creation is also a relative truth. It is in fact the temporary picture of the eternal creation. The forgetful soul has no information of the spiritual creation known as Sanatan Dham, but the temporary creation gives us an idea of this original creation. The devotees of Krishna, therefore, make the best use of the bad bargain by utilizing the temporary creation in the service of Krishna. Everything emanates as different energies from Krishna, and thus everything should be engaged for His service only. And as soon as even temporary things are engaged in Krishna's service, they then take on permanent values. The process of such engagement in the service of Krishna is what the sages call chikitsitam, well-treated or remedial measures. For example, if we have some kind of trouble in the stomach from drinking milk, the physician prescribes the same milk, but in the form of yogurt, which is nothing but treated milk. Similarly, the temporary creation of the material world is undoubtedly full of miseries. But when accepted in terms of its relation with the Supreme Lord, the whole thing becomes as well treated as the yogurt. Everything accepted in full God consciousness has its spiritual value, and by the grace of the Almighty, its material effects are diminished in terms of the increasing degree of spiritual consciousness. And that is the process for cultivating the human spirit.